On March 21st, Dr. Jennifer Scott, president of College of St. Joseph in Rutland, Vermont, announced that the school of around 200 students had been unable to find an institutional partner to save it from losing its accreditation. The attempt came after a ruling from the private Catholic college's accreditors, the New England Commission of Higher Education, that it would be placed on probation if it couldn't shore up its finances. Now, the college will enter a period of limbo as it approaches the loss of its accreditation in August. Scott spoke with WAMC about the school's future.
Well, I did not announce that we were closing. What I did announce was that we are in a position to comply with NECHI's action. And that's really the only decision that the college board has made at this time. What we are faced with is without our partner, we do not have material and significant evidence. So we aren't, the evidence we do have, while we have made some improvements over the last 4 months with our development and advancement and other aspects of the college, our evidence is not both material and significant. So with that, not being able to meet the standards asked of us by our creditor, we're really left with no choice but to comply with their action. So that's what we're doing at this point, is we're complying with NECHI's action. They've said that we must cease instruction at the end of spring term and that our accreditation will be withdrawn at the end of summer. So at this point, we are solely focused on our responsibility to our students, our staff, and faculty. Once we move through that process and feel that we have made some progress with finding students, receiving institutions with our teach-out partners that we have, which we have several, and helping our staff and faculty transition, then the board will be looking at what kind of resources do we have to move forward, and we'll make that decision at a later time.
Is there any sense of what the college might look like then in the fall of 2019?
At this point, we're not sure what it's going to look like. We won't have students. We will have taken care of all of our students, and they will be at other institutions. So that is yet to be decided. We have some opportunities that we are continuing to explore to see what that might look like. And one of the big questions that we've been wrestling with and that lots of schools are wrestling with is that the traditional education model is no longer viable. And so to be able to move forward, we're going to have to rethink that model. And so that's exactly what we're doing, is to see if there is a different model of education that we can put together that will reposition CSJ in the future.
What would the model have been for a partnership should it have gone forward successfully?
Well, the model would be, at a minimum, it would be a sharing of resources. So there are ways that institutions that are larger can bring their scale to bear on a smaller institution. As an example, institutions pay for licenses to use certain softwares, and those licenses are based on number of users. And as the users increase, you increase in your category of what the license cost. So for a large institution, they may be having a license for, you know, somewhere around maybe 5,000 or so, maybe 5,000 to 10,000 students, or users, excuse me, 5,000 to 10,000 users, and pay a certain price. If they were to add, say, all of CSJ's users, if we just rounded it up to about 300 users, it wouldn't change their price category. So while it would be at no cost to that partner institution, it would be a minimum cost for us, perhaps in an administrative fee and some kind of, you know, relationship between us and the other institution, but it would be significant savings for us and our bottom line. So that's one example of a way that somebody could share resources, as well as combining some of the back office staff and functions. And so you can really move through the spectrum of the degree of the affiliation, from very surface level and maybe program related or office, you know, function related, all the way to the other end of the spectrum, which would be a very deep affiliation, maybe even a merger or acquisition. And I think all colleges that find themselves in these circumstances are looking to do something on that spectrum.